Good evening. Welcome to this specially scheduled Shelburne Select Board meeting of Tuesday, July 21st, 2020, which I now call to order. The next item on the agenda is to approve it. Is there a motion to that effect?
Moved.
So moved.
Mary moves. Kate moves. Mary seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those approving, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, nay. The ayes have it unanimously. We're all present. Are there any public comments? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda is the select board comments. We'll start with Mike.
None for me, thank you.
Mary?
None.
Jamie?
No comments.
Kate?
None.
None for me either. The next item following is the town manager report. Lee?
Thank you. A couple of quick updates. If you haven't noticed, we are presently installing the new crosswalk on Marcette Road at Maplewood, which will include the proper signs and ADA termination pads. And while we're in the neighborhood, I also thought we should install the termination pads at the existing crosswalk at Hillside and Green Hills as well, and get that one done properly and correctly. So that's an improvement well underway. To let you know that we have hired on a temporary basis Dana Hanley to step in as DRB coordinator. Dana has a long history in planning and zoning and land use. She actually worked for Shelburne prior to Dean Pierce's arrival here, worked for the town of Essex for quite a few years. She lives locally. She's available to step right in starting on Monday. And we've structured this as a 3 to 6 month temporary employment engagement while we reconsider all of these elements regarding economic development, the office itself, and figure out what hasn't worked for us and what we might do differently before we just launch into another advertising. But we'll have somebody experienced able to step right in. So that's a great, great thing. I'm grateful for that. And one other thing, I had worked with Rotary, which had applied for a grant through AARP for some kind of community improvement project. And we found out last night we were awarded a grant to install a heavy duty bicycle repair station that we will install here at town office.
Nice.
Into the concrete, they have tools attached with aircraft cables, so they're hard to steal. It'll be under a light next to the police department. We're here obviously with a public restroom if you need to wash your hands. If you can't fix your bike, you have a place to wait where you can call somebody or you can get on the bus station. So it's kind of a perfect location to help improve bicycling travel in the community for residents and visitors alike.
That's awesome.
Got a grant for $1,000. The total cost of this will be closer to $1,500. Rotary's offered to contribute $200. Chris Davis and I are both going to contribute some funds toward it, and we've got a little bit left to find, but we'll get there. We'll get this installed, hopefully, before the best of the fall cycling season.
That's fantastic. Bravo.
That's great. That's really good news.
Yeah, Chris Davis helped prepare that application. I had talked to AARP in advance to make sure it was eligible, and we're very excited.
That's great. Well, we're anticipating a pretty thorough discussion, Lee, aren't we, next week on the ED function.
Yes, we are.
It's structural housing. So I'm sure there'll be some later circulation of background material on that, you know, in the next few days. That's in part response to you, Mike, and Jamie, as we've been discussing that.
Yep, working on it as we speak.
Please express our great appreciation to Rotary, and that's just fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty thrilled with it. I think it'll be a great addition to the landscape here.
Is it a pump and some tools, or what type of?
So it's a big heavy duty steel rack with a rack on it. So you put your bike on it. It's got a whole collection of tools housed within a steel C-shaped tube, and they're all attached with aircraft cable. And then it'll have a pump attached to it. Well, so you can do pretty much any repair you might need to do, minor or major.
Yeah, that's great. Super.
Are the tools secured?
They're secured with aircraft cable, so they're pretty hard to steal. Local Motion's had one downtown by the waterfront for years. Nobody's ever bothered with it. Other cities have them in public parks and places like that.
That's fantastic.
We've got a great location for it.
That's great. Anything else, Lee?
Thank you.
Any questions? Hearing none, the next item is the executive session to review a collective bargaining agreement proposal to the police dispatch union. And I believe Lee provided us, did you not, with the motions necessary to for us to enter?
You did.
That I did.
Is there a motion? This is the first motion. Is there a motion to affect the first one?
Muted.
There we go. Sorry. Move pursuant to 1 VSA section 313 to find that premature general public knowledge of the town's strategy and contract negotiations would clearly place the town at a substantial disadvantage.
Barry moves.
Second.
Jamie seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, those approving, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed, nay. The ayes have it unanimously. It will go without saying, Joyce and Tom, but the second motion ought to include Peter, correct, as well as Lee?
And also Mike Thomas.
And Mike Thomas. But other than that, Tom and Joyce, this will be a session specific to ourselves, and we'll have to say goodnight to you. Is there a motion in the second part?
Yes, I'd move pursuant to 1 VSA section 313 to enter executive session to consider the town's position and strategy in contract negotiations with the police and dispatch unions, and to invite the town manager, the finance director, and police lieutenant to participate.
Thank you, Mary. A second?
Second.
Jamie seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those approving, please signify by saying aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. The ayes have it unanimously. For your benefit, Tom, we do not anticipate returning to general session with any type of statement or action or discussion tonight.